Milan Yomar.
MI3 Network.
This is W9DLP talking control for the Newport County Ham Fest on 97.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3.
This morning? Anywhere on the 220 side? Over.
KC9TEL on the 146 side.
Okay, well, we'll give you a pass this morning. Anyway, good morning.
Morning. Actually, Echo Lake from Paso Robles, or All Star from Paso Robles, California into Chicago.
Yeah, we got that one too. Anyways, go ahead, Michigan. Give us all your arguments this morning. Hope you're doing fine. Over.
Yeah, Kilo Charlie 9, Tango Echo Lima. Name is Bill. Bravo India Lima Lima. Yeah, good morning. I'm heading up to the Ham Fest up here this morning. I'm early, but time to get breakfast and get ready for it.
All right, Bill, well, hey, give us a real short description of the Ham Fest that's going to be occurring today. It's probably a great event, huh?
Yeah, I think this is year number two at the fairgrounds in La Porte. And, yeah, it's good. It really is good. Last year was a really good turnout and everything. So I go to this one, and if in the August 1st, we have a Ham Fest in Elkhart, Indiana, that I'm one of the guys that helps run it there. So it's we keep ham radio people getting rid of their stuff and buying more.
Yeah, very good. That's very nice to hear. Now, the one that you're getting ready for today, that's probably all under roof inside where it's warm, correct?
Yes, it is. It's inside where it's warm. And, you know, it works very well. It's just straight in. Originally, we went in another building going up a ramp or a larger ramp, and it was really a hassle to get in and out of the building. Also harder to find for folks that don't know the area. This one's simple. It's right off State Road 2, so at the fairgrounds, it's simple. Now, ours, the one that I help run, it's in the RV Hall of Fame. In the middle of summer when it's hot, it's really nice air conditioning inside. And we do have outside stuff, but most of the vendors are inside. So we got the best of both worlds in this area.
Yeah, how nice it sounds. Well, let's see. May 14, 15, and 16, I think those are the dates. The Dayton Hamvention over there at the new location. They've been there now, what, 5 years, 6 years? And I'll tell you what, that is a fabulous place compared to what we used to have at Hare Arena. And a lot of good food over there. I haven't been over there in several years, but the last time I was there, I was on the parking lot committee. Had to drive around in a golf cart, which was very nice. And then when we moved over there, I was running the talk-in. And I was going to ask you there, Bill, is, are you guys setting up any kind of talk-in coming to this event there today there, over?
I believe this is the talk-in channel for the LaPorte one. I don't run it. I just attend this one. And I think this is the one that they talk in on. I've been to Dayton many times. I've been going there ever since they started in Xenia. I was there the first year they were there. And boy, I'll tell you what, that first year traffic was horrendous. They've actually built new roads to get in and out of there now. I'm already booked in for this year. I've got the hotel booked already. I just go for the event. I don't have a table there. I should, because then I can park on grounds. But it is what it is for out there, though. I've been going for many years. And this, the HamFest, we've got in Elkhart. We're into our sixth year this year. So they're around. We got a couple of them in the area. KC9 TEL Mobile.
79 DLP.
Go ahead.
Talking is on this frequency and on 97.
Hey, what is 97?
146.97. That's the other LaPorte County repeater.
Right. I'm down in Dayton, Ohio, so I don't, I'm not familiar with all that. So, well, anyways, it sounds like a great thing here today. And you know as well as I do that if you're familiar with Dayton, Ohio, and it sounds like you are, the weather plays a part of it. And I remember the first year in Greene County, because I was in talking, and man, it was a mess. Everything in the city of Xenia was locked down. Nobody could move on any street, main street in Xenia. It was terrible. The sheriff's office was pulling their hair out, as well as Xenia PD. And so we had traffic going both ways. There was only one way in on Fairgrounds Road and several gates, though. So the sheriff shows up, and he says, all right, he tells his major, tomorrow this will be one way through here. The major says, yeah, but the traffic guy says, I don't care what the traffic guy says. Tell him he can come and see me in my office first thing on Monday. I'll be there at 8 o'clock. So the next day we had one-way traffic, and buddy, you wouldn't believe how that cleared up right away. It's fine. You know, the due to the sheriff showing up, made it work the next day. Over.
Yeah, I bet he did. I played it easy the first year at Xenia. I went north on 71, I think it is, or 77, I think it's 71. I went north on that. I get off on Highway 68 heading south, and I was heading to Xenia High School to go parking, and I had maybe 15 minutes of traffic to get into Xenia High School where I took the bus, and fella said to me, he said, how many people come to this? He said, it must be a big thing. We've closed school for 2 days. Yeah, I said, you get about 25,000 to 30,000 people. And he stared at me. You're kidding. No, we only have 20,000 people in Xenia, he said. I said, well, for the next couple of days, we got 50,000, but you better pray the restaurants have food. So, yeah, it's been fun. KC9TEL.
Go ahead, Chicago. Go ahead. Chicago is in there. Somebody from Chicago. We've got them brought up. We got the good guys and gals frequency on here. And, well, I'll tell you, yeah, Dayton HamFest is the greatest spectacle on amateur radio. So that's the deal there. And, I mean, they've got about everything. But the food, I enjoyed the food. Just some good stuff. Some others not so good, but, you know, you learn which ones are better than the others, depending on what your interest is. And, you know, that's the way that happens. Anyways, let me let this go here and see if anybody else is on board. We did bring Mansfield, Ohio into the mix here, and RGO, Mr. Larry, I don't know if he's listening. And, of course, we've got Indianapolis on here. We got Kettering, Ohio with us. I was actually looking for NAJPR John. I don't know. Sometimes he's on here, sometimes he's not. I haven't worked him in a while, but we had the net on the Syracuse T20 net last night at 51 seconds. Usually we only get about 20 or so, but last night it went over the top. So we're all happy about that. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio, standing by.
Yeah, I'm going to bail out of here. It's time for me to go get my morning slop before I go over to Hamfest here. So, good talking to you. It's good to hear that there's a wideband connection here. So that's cool. I will chat with you again, and I'll be going to Dayton this year. So I'm waiting for that one. Hopefully the weather's good, not like it was a couple years when you get sleet in the middle of May. KC9TEL. 7-3 to you and everybody else out there. QST, I think it is. QSY.
All right, good working, yeah. And I brought all this up on my link. I am W9SAM-L on the Echo Link. And I brought all these folks in here this morning to try to formulate get some activity flowing. There's just not enough activity anymore anywhere on the bands, at least on the lower sides, HF and VHF. So anyway, W9SAM-L, look me up. We'll talk more. I always got a lot to say. Radios and antennas and the like, that's a good topic to go with. W9SAM in Dayton, Ohio, over. Anybody awake in Indianapolis this morning? W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio.
This is W9BLP. Talking to stations for the report to Hamfest. While there's traffic on this repeater, any stations needing assistance and directions? QSY to 14697. Got your 9DLP clear.
Yes, sir. We'll go ahead and take off the list here. We don't want to be an inconvenience to any mobiles coming into the event there this morning here up in Michigan. Over.
Yeah, no problem, sir. Just to advertise this. 6-1 and 9-7 is talking, so I'm monitoring 9-7 also.
Okay. Well, listen, you guys have a good time there, and good luck with everything. I hope it's everybody enjoys the day up there and has some fun with everything, and maybe learn some things, find some intel from operator, which that's what the hobby's all about. So that's a great thing. I'm glad to hear that, and I'm sure John appreciates you using his repeater. So there you go. Now, I did hear somebody coming in through the Indianapolis repeater, but you were very, very noisy there. Over.
You're saying I'm very noisy?
No, I'm saying there was an operator that came through the W9FBZ. Shaw repeater in Indianapolis. I've got them on board here too, along with Chicago, Mansfield, Ohio, and Kettering, Ohio as a group. So the operator came through the Indianapolis repeater right before your last transmission. He was very, very noisy. I couldn't understand him. I couldn't hear his call sign. So no, you're in good shape there. Over.
Copy that. W9DLPQSY14697, talking for Little Fort County Hamfest.
Okay, Indianapolis, I heard some words there now. I heard you're on a handheld. And I didn't catch, you know, you're coming into 224.800 with an 88.5 TL. There is a 2 meter freak, or 2 meter length into that. That could be where you're at, but either an outside antenna plugged into your handheld, or maybe stepping outside if you're in a building. I don't know, but it's just not cutting it. I mean, I do hear those kinds of words on your last transmission, but we're not going to be able to talk with that, with your capabilities right now. There, over. W9SAN, Dayton, Ohio, standing by. Danny RGO, are you awake yet there, Larry, this morning? Or are you maybe enjoying breakfast? Over. W9SAN, Dayton, Ohio. We're going to bring Staten Island, New York into the mix here this morning. And see if anybody there on the East Coast is listening to the, that would be the W2RJR repeater, the one that we click on and get on for the Syracuse, New York, nationwide T20 net. Anybody on our frequency this morning? Over. W9SAM, we'll bring Walton, Kentucky T20 in. WW4KY, anybody awake? Awake and alive in Walton, Kentucky this morning? Over.
CMN Network, 220.
That's right, 220.
And why are you TV9WHK?
AC8UW in Xenia, Ohio.
Good morning, Xenia, Ohio.
Well, good morning, Sam. Looks like we're...
CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
KD9IPO, mobile.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3.
back to you as sound testing.
MI3 Network. CMN Network.
N90WE Mobile.
This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220.
Hey Mike, I'm on the phone. I'll get back with you. N9YOU.
CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network,